Zero account here. No sound.
No sound. Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry, sorry. No, I was still muted. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. We'll try again. Start again. Take two. Good morning, everybody. We're in Perek Ches. We started the Perek dealing with the Derech of Avraham Avinu, and we said to understand Avraham Avinu, we have to first understand a little bit about Adam Arishon. So we spoke a little bit about the Chet of Adam Arishon. much as we can grasp of that. Avraham Avinu, Adam HaRishon testing this unbelievable koyach, this thing called Bechira, testing the Bechira to see whether that Bechira really was real, and it was really, he really has the koyach to do whatever he wants in the area where he has Bechira, even Keneged Hashem, Kiviyachol. So that's that we saw that. Then we started dabbling a little bit with the difference between Avram and Noach. We spoke about that a little bit. Mitzvah Shem will pick that up, and that's what we're going to go with further today. I'm trying to understand where Avram and Noach parted company, and not just parted company and Avram becoming a better Noach. It wasn't like Avram was better than Noach. He became a completely different species. In the framework we spoke about before, in the Ramban, the five levels of the Bria, we'll see more now. There's Doimam, Tzomeach, Chaya, Medaber. Those are the four levels of the Bria. The Ramban says what Avraham Avinu did was he started what's called the fifth level. Not started, it was there. That's called Yisrael Oived Hashem. It's a dagger above the dagger of Adam HaMedaber. It wasn't just he became a better, more sophisticated Noach Tzadik. No, he became a whole new creature. Even though we descended from Noach, we're not called Ben Noach. We've been Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So something fundamental happened there, and that's what we're trying to see. What Avram Avinu differed, where he parted company from Noach. Daf Kuf Gimel, I believe, in the middle of the page. Yeah, we saw the Teferi Shleima there. Okay. Akolish Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu Kihu Haya Harishon Shegir Lo Isa Korah Shel Kol Ika Kol Ika Bria Soila Hu Lemanoi. The fundamental recognition, realization of Avraham Avinu. Thank you. The fundamental recognition, the primary recognition, which is why Kosh Baruch Hu chose Avraham Avinu, is because of that understanding that Avraham Avinu arrived at, and that is that the whole Bria is because of him. Noach Tzadik v'shem b'noi v'chein ha-chachomim v'tzadikim she-kodmu l'Avraham Avinu amna makiris metzias ha-boire v'aminu shu kodmoin v'yochid v'boire kol homois. The chachomim, Noach Tzadik, Shem, and all the great ones that came before, Chanoich, Mesushalach, great Chachomim and Tzadikim, and they recognized the Metzias of the Boira, and they had Imuna that he was Kadmoin, he was the first cause, and he was Yochid, and he was Boira Kolomos. They didn't have a problem with that. So that's good. If you get that right, wow, you've got everything. No, they were part of the generation that were Hikises Hashem. What didn't they chap that Avram did chap? Ulam hem lo alu bedaitom ki ike nachas aruch shebo lefonis baruch mikol abriya kudu bo dafke mi adam ha-shefel. They couldn't grasp, they couldn't understand that the ike purpose, the ike, he uses the word rachas ruch here. I'm still struggling with that concept, but okay, that's what you say, so we'll say it. It's mitzideinu, there's no nachas ruch b'ashem, it's somehow it's a loshen we have to use. But that's my problem. Anyway, so that nachas ruach comes dafke from low Adam down here in this world. That comes from Adam in this world. That's the purpose. That's the ik of the bria. Is Adam Hashefel down in this world? Anim tzakan boile magashmi down here in this physical world, in this dark dingy place. The marachu koma rochuk mimenis brach. Even though we are very very far away from Hashem, apparently we'll see it's not true, but. That's what it looks like. Nevertheless, bishvili nivroilo. Lo haimuna b'boira oilem ha'isin nederismem. What was lacking by these chachomim, these greats before Avram, wasn't imun in Hashem. They had imun in Hashem. Ela haimuna b'atzmom. Mi haim u'ma koicham. They didn't have imun in themselves. They didn't know who they were, and they didn't know what their koich was. Noach lo amin, sheyavo mabu lo oilem, v'rak hu yisha, kedei lahatzil hamshich es oilem. Noach couldn't believe that there's going to be a mabul that's going to destroy the whole world, and just him is going to be left to continue the whole world. Namorot shu bona es ha-teiva b'meshach ma'isrim shana. It took him 120 years to build the teiva. He couldn't have been a very good carpenter. I mean, the teiva wasn't that big. I mean, 120 years? I mean, you know, not even in Israel it takes that long to build a, you know, to build a house, you know. With three Arab workers can build your house in 6 months, you know. So what's that person took him 120 years to build the teiva? Okay. V'chayle marot she'ros ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu hanagel teivose b'duvim v'aryos. Even though he saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing miracles for him, there were lions and bears standing there guarding the teiva because they wanted to destroy it. The Dor HaRashayim, the Dor HaMavol, they wanted to destroy the teiva. So Hashem sent bears and lions to guard the teiva. Mikol makom adayin lo amin ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yaber es kol oilam v'itzil rak oto. He couldn't understand. That means Hashem will wipe out the whole world and he'll keep the world going just for me. Person has to know that that's true. He shows it at small. But ki ani chashuv kol kach ad shebishvili nivroila? Mamash, I'm so choshu bishvili nivroila? Lo yitochen. There's no way. It can't be. Can't be. It's just not shaykh. We all in this area, we all good nach tzaddiks. No one sitting here believes that the whole world is kedai just before him. Yeah. Hashem will destroy the whole world. They wipe out everything, God forbid, and you lived and you'll stay. Because for you, the whole world is created only for you. So who needs anybody else? No one believes that. Huh? Yeah, and so? That's the problem. That's why. So good. So you Klape Hashem. Klape the Shemayims. Klape the infinite universe that there is out there. So what? It's all because of me? All the seas and the stars and the heavens and the mountains and kol, this unbelievably massive universe. Galaxies and whatever, yeah? All the subatomic particles, big, small, there's all Bishvili. All Bishvili. That's what you have to feel. You feel small, nachon. So then, yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah. We'll see. That's Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. That's what's chosa, is the Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. Derech Eretz Klape myself, understanding who I am. That we'll see. It's Hashem. That's what's called Derech Eretz Kodmah LaTorah. That's the first Rashi in Chumash. We'll see. That's Hashem. We'll talk about that sometime. That's the problem. That's what I just said. Bishvili nevroilam, chayv adam loy makol yom bishvili nevroilam. So you have to know that you're big, you're not small. Yeah? You have Bechira. Reu gram v'niso al alfei alamos. V'alafim ha-revi v'ez malachim ha-shal simoy. So v'im ken, eze nachaz ruach, yeh shlo mimeni, she'ein lo miyet abruim. Well, what nachaz ruach is Hashem's getting from me that he's not getting from everybody else? If I wasn't around, so what? So Hashem would feel chosa, so to speak? Yeah? Yeah, the whole tachlis of the Bria wouldn't come to fruition. Nachon? Yeah, but he's got billions of malachim and the palmalia and the tzavokos and the guns of the whole world. I'm a little speck of dust, yeah. You know? Sure. No. Loved kacha. What about Afa Va'efa? Okay, we have to understand what Afa Va'efa is. Avram didn't say I'm nothing. That's not what he meant. That's not what he meant. David Melech didn't mean he's a worm. We have to understand what that means. Understand what that means. Huh? Shenafshi ka'afa kol tiyeh. Oh, that's something else. You shouldn't be a balgaiva. Yeah, for sure. That's something else. Okay. Bishvil livra oilam doesn't mean you become a balgaiva. That's a dangerous thing. Bishvil livra oilam means I have a responsibility because the entire bria is tolu on me. There's a danger there for sure. Okay, it doesn't become a balgaiva. No pashut. Machshava zu halche v'hidarda umitoich machshava zu ki ein roi lebayra oilam. Hagodol haram v'niso litasek banoshim krutzei choyme ba'olam hazeh. This hashkofa of Noach continued and went down and down and down until people started thinking, well, Kosh Bohu is this big, ha, unbelievable, mitroimem creature. What's he going to do with little blood and pus me, you know, little bag of blood and pus? That, you know, what's he busy with me for, you know? Holcha adais when he stops you at she aiminu ke aboyer ke viochel eni met yen benase boilum. It continued and people started believing that Hashem's not interested in what goes on in this world. So Hashem handed over, he's not interested in what's going on down here. Yeah, he's got he's a big businessman, he's got other businesses to take care of. This lowly world, yeah, Loman Yenotokolkach. So he appointed a few stars and the mazalois and whatever, which are real, by the way, and he gave them over to, they should run the world. And they believed that you can't change anything. That's it. Whatever is destined, whatever fate is destined for you, whatever your karma is, that's what it is. And that's what you're stuck with. You're under the control of the stars, which is true to a certain extent. Until they eventually got to the point where they were worshipping. The Rambam goes through the whole story there. Until they eventually started worshipping the stars and the mazalois, and then they started worshipping anything and everything. Okay. Avram Avinu Noilad. B'matzav shebo kimat nishlole b'mena b'chir letzad ha-toiv. As we saw, not like Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon came into the world, which was hard to understand how he had a tzad ra, how he understood he could go the tzad ra. Avraham Avinu came into the world where it's hard to imagine there was anything tzad tov that he could go for. He grew up in Terach's home. Terach was a big philosopher. He was an inventor of religions. He was the Rosha Baal Avod HaZorahs. He had everything going for him not to choose tov. You know, he grew up in the ghettos of in the slums of the inner city slums of New York, and the chance of coming out there and being a half decent person is effort. You know, so when things don't go the way you want, you burn down buildings and you blow up cars and you riot and you cause all sorts of havoc, you loot and you do all sorts of things because that's the way you brought up. So then you don't have, you know, yeah, that's what they do. That's what they say. That's, we understand why they're behaving like that. They come from such a underprivileged background and therefore that's why they behave like that. So Avraham Avinu also had that tiny, came from such an underprivileged background. And therefore, what do you expect from him? But Avraham Avinu taught us something that they haven't learned over there yet, which we need to know. And that is, you're bigger than your history. That a human being is defined not by his history, but by his bechira. You have bechira. You can choose. Not every Schwarzer that grew out of the ghettos, whatever, landed up becoming marauding, raping, looting behemoths. Some of them actually made lives. I actually have a video of those guys looting another Schwarzer's house, who also came out of the ghetto, and he's standing screaming, "They also came out of the ghetto. Why are you destroying my business?" Yeah, because he had Bechira, so he used it, and he chose to be different from what he's passed through at him. So that's what Avraham Avinu understood. He has Bechira. So he started using his seichel and he started looking and seeing Marco Repo. But he had this taina. What do you want from me? You know, I come from a place where, you know, I had an underprivileged background, and therefore I'm also going to worship Avodah Zorah. And so, he had every excuse not to choose good. Ulam, however, Bezrat is born in a samuka, deep thought, intellectual honesty. He came to understand the unbelievable secret of the Bria. He came to understand that the Ikka purpose of this whole Bria is because of Adam. Ha'adam hu bechire, hu choyv shiba maisav. This Adam, he has bechire. He's free to do whatever he wants. He can destroy the world. He can fix up the world. This Adam has unbelievable power. Adam Arishon used his Bechira to destroy the world. So you see, the world was given over to Adam Arishon. How did he destroy the world? Wow, Hashem's telling you, you can destroy the world. It means you're not a nobody. Therefore, the person can also rectify the world. Yeah, like Rav Shach told Rav Weinberg, if one person can kill 6 million Jews, then another one can make 6 million Jews. You know, you have Bechira, so he uses Bechira to destroy the world. So Adam's going to use his Bechira to give the world back to Hashem. Adam Rishon could choose the wrong way, the wrong path. By the way, Esav as well. Esav wasn't born a Rosha. You know, the Ganenets teach, they teach Keneged the Rambam. Your kid come back from Gan, they got a picture of Yaakov and a picture of Esav lying in the crib there, and Esav really looks like a Rosha. He wasn't born a Rosha. Don't ask what's going on in the womb, I don't know. That's a good kasha. We'll have to deal with it, how the Rambam deals with what's going on. The Midrash says they were already arguing and vikurching in the womb. Ich weiß nicht. Oh, but the Rambam says, Mufurush, no one's born a tzaddik or a Rosha. Everybody comes into this world, could be the biggest tzaddik in the world, could be the Rosha. You choose. There's a Bechira. No one's predestined that he's going to be a tzaddik or a Rosha. Esav could have been a big tzaddik if he wanted. He missed his tachlis in the world, for sure. He didn't want to be the right-hand man of Yaakov. He wanted to be the boss, so he blew it. He wasn't born a Rosha. He wasn't born a Rosha. And there were two kids born in the world. And by the way, Yaakov wasn't born a tzaddik. Yaakov could have also messed it up. Yosef in Mitzrayim could have made the wrong decisions along the way, a bit of bad Bechira, yeah, and he could have blown it also. We have Bechira. You think Yosef was born a Rosha? Adam Rishon almost had no Bechira to choose Ra. But he did. So Avraham Avinu said, even though I have almost no Siba, I come from such a terrible background, I have almost no Siba to choose but good. But in the same way that Adam Rishon had no way of choosing bad, and he did, so I can choose good, even though there's no real way. Yeah. In this area of choosing good, Avraham almost had no Bechira anymore. And yet he used it. And this is what Avraham Avinu, with this recognition, went and publicized this to the world. Noach didn't believe he could do anything in the world. He didn't believe he could rectify. Who am I that could bring the world to its ultimate tikkun? Well, what am I? I'm a little guy. Whatever Hashem tells me to do, I'll do faithfully, but Mesiras Nefesh with whatever is necessary. Noach was unbelievable. I mean, just the year he spent on the Teva, I mean, it was benissim, but feeding all the animals. No, he didn't have his mother-in-law. He had three daughter-in-laws, Beseda, but you know, he didn't have his mother-in-law. He was too busy, even if his mother-in-law was there, wouldn't have worried. He had hundreds and thousands of different species of animals to feed, and each one needs different food at different times and how and where. Okay, it must have been Menissim, because there wasn't enough food, there wasn't enough place for everybody in the Teva Bichlal, you know. The Ramban says that it's a miyuta machzik esamarubet. It was a little thing that holds a big thing. Beseda, aval still, Noach, he's prepared to do whatever Hashem wants, he'll do it, but Mrs. Nefesh. But he has some individual mission in this world somehow to rectify the world, fix up the world. What are you talking about? That he can fix up the world. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and waiting, kaviyochol, when is the person that's going to come along that understands that the whole Bria is for him? And that's what Avraham Avinu did, and he changed the spiritual and physical genetics of everybody that came after him. They're no longer Bnei Noach anymore. They're now Bnei Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. The different Bria Lagamre. It's important to note that when you'll contemplate these ideas with pure thoughts, with a pure philosophy, if you think about it properly, you'll come to conclude that actually Noach Tzadik was correct. His path makes more sense. How is it possible? We have to just think about what Hashem is here for a minute. That He's Boira Kol Olamos. Hashem created everything we see and things we don't see, but everything we know about. Yesh Miayin. Shul Gevur Mal Gevur. He's elevated above elevation. We have no way to begin. It drives us mad trying to even think about it. Infinite first cause. I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling. So how's it possible that yit'aniyen b'machshavosai b'dibura maisa? He's mamash interested in what I'm thinking, what I'm doing, what I'm speaking. Mamash manyenoto. Not just he puts up with it because he and braider, you know, he has to live with shirts. So he live with me. No, manyenoto. What are you talking about? Moshul v'adavadoy, man. L'adam sh'nichnas l'beisei v'kuru sav v'zef al sh'nei ba'le chayim sh'mitkoititim b'neim. We come home and these two cockroaches having a little fight there about who's gonna sleep in the hole under the bathroom or whatever. You know, there's a whole battle going on between these two cockroaches, yeah? All Adam and Ichnas the base of a kula samech mushal and noiches ladies come shots in the Ramoshim. But he comes home and the everybody's so happy and they're having a whole big party and the balloons up and you know and the petic on the door mazel tov because the cockroaches gave birth, you know. Me to these cockroaches, what do I care? What's it got to do with me? But I am Ramvani, so become a dog as man. He's way, way above these creatures, these animals. I said, what does he care that the ants had babies? Might be interested in Manyen to have a look and see the Nifla Boira, but he's interested in what's going on in these two cockroaches that are fighting over a little piece of karmika there in the bathroom. So now you have to multiply this moshul billions and billions and billions of times. As a dain lo nagia klal merchak shebein aboyris barach l'adam akoros mechayma. You still don't get to the difference between Akoros Baruch Hu and me. The difference between him and me, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dargas. I mean, there's nothing to compare. I like my moshul better. I always used to use it. The guys used to mock me about it. Has it ever bothered you what's going on? You know what plankton is? Yeah. The little microscopic things that whales eat. Billions and billions of them. Yeah, and they're floating around there in the sea somewhere in Antarctic. There's one over there. That whatever he does, mamash manyens you. You know, you're there, you're following it, and you're watching it, and you want to know what he says. You don't sleep at night because you want to see. You understand? There's a law you're talking. There's a law. There's a mashugan herber now. Not talking about plankton in general, and you're interested to see how it flows in other way, and how Hashem provides food for the world. No, there's one little speck of microscopic plankton out there. Hashem alienoto, and you try and talk to it, and it talks back to you, and you have a whole relationship going on there, yeah? And you'll do anything to keep this thing going, because as your whole simchas achaim is tolubo. No, there's a meshugana, that's not shaykh. So not shot. So Hashem's interested in me, and me to plankton is not even a beginning of a moshul of how much bigger Hashem is than me. Because first of all, he's an infinite creator of the universe, and I'm a finite piece of dust floating around. You know how big this universe is? This little earth we're on is a microscopic dot. It's nothing. And you see these two little microscopic piece of dots in Manhattan fighting over a little piece of that little microscopic dot. You know, who does this land belong to? You know, you know, it's Mavarati. It's an Ochrat. This little plankton out there in the sea, he really thinks that what he's doing, Ramash Manyens me. So what should the Bar Olam be mad? What are you talking about, Abraham? Yeah.
I think in the muscles is perfectly accurate. However, the difference between Hashem and us is Hashem has the ability to focus on us versus we can barely focus on what we're doing in front of us. Hashem has the ability to focus. So that's why he does, amongst other reasons.
Yeah, and so?
Versus we have all these yetzeras and tivas. We have things. His whole vested interest is in us. He's the Baal Rachim. All he wants is to give
him. That's what Noah couldn't understand. That's exactly what Noah couldn't believe. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you could, just for one day, you got a gift where you could mamash mitrakez and you could focus on just one thing, yeah? The plankton out there in Antarctica, the flea over there in someone's bed, in Harlem. That's what you would focus all your attention on? No. It's because Loma Nenoti, because the gap between him and me is so big. One second. The gap between him and me is so big. The reason why I don't think about him is not because I don't have recourse. It's not because I'm ADD. The reason why I don't think about him is because Loma Nenoti. Because I'm much, much bigger and much more elevated. And I've got much more important things to be doing with my life than worrying about a piece of plankton floating around in the Antarctic. It's not because I can't concentrate. Even if Hashem can concentrate, for sure he can. Hashem's infinite, he can concentrate on everything all the time. But why would he concentrate on me? I'm not important enough. That's the vort we're saying here. And Noach was right. If you think about it, I'll be svara. If you think about it, be svara, why would? And if you've never thought about this, by the way, and you've never had these thoughts, then you can't even start Megairing to become an Avraham Avinu. If you don't stop and understand how great and big and Ram Benisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and you don't understand how in the cosmic terms of things, how tweeny I am, okay, and get stuck there for a little while, you'll never transcend into Bishvili Nivra Olam. Because Bishvili Nivra Olam is a chiddush. All the great tzaddikim that came before Avraham Avinu couldn't grasp it. It was too much for them. Noach couldn't get it. He couldn't understand how choshuv he was. Because he understood how big Hashem was. Our problem is we don't understand how big Hashem is. So we think, yeah, we can hang out. You know, we cool with Hashem because we haven't stopped to ever think about how big Hashem really is. But if you understand how massive he is and how great he is and you understand the gap between him and me, then you're going to get stuck and go, well, Mom and Yen, what does he care what I'm up to? And then you'd step into Avraham Avinu's shoes. There's no reason he can't concentrate and I can and he can't and he can and I can't. It's got nothing to do with concentration. It's got to do with value. What value does Hashem have in me? Billions and billions and billions of human beings that have lived over all the generations. And I'm the only reason why the world's keeping going? Yeah. That's too much for the mind to grasp. And that's what the world couldn't grasp until Avraham Avinu came along and said, it has to be that way. Up his forehead, it has to be that way. He worked it out intellectually, not emotionally. And that's what he handed us. Yeah, that's clearer.
That was actually the exact thing I was going to say. Was you see, the whole world was created for us, so therefore we must be the most important thing in Hashem's world.
Well, if you've got that, that's fantastic. Now go live your life according to that responsibility. That akara brings awesome responsibility that most people can't deal with. Aristotle, who the Rambam describes as...
That's why we have the Rav giving us Musa.
I'm not giving Musa. I don't give Musa. I don't give Musa. I don't know how you could give something. I don't know what you mean by Musa. Can't give Musa. Anyway, we're learning Ashkofa here, not Musa. Okay. Musa is when you take this and you go home and you sit in a corner and you change yourself. That's Musa. I can't do that for you. We're all fellow travelers in that world. First, you have to learn the facts. First, understand correct Torah Shkofa. That's what we're trying to do, yeah. Anyway, I have to stop here. Anyway, Mitzvah Hashem will carry that on tomorrow. Okay.
Wait, Aristotle.
Aristotle, remind me, we'll talk about Aristotle tomorrow. It's not, it's Oster 10. We have to stop, sorry.